What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And you guessed it, it's time for Frisky Friday. And I don't know, for those of you who remember, that is Tom Jones. Oh my gosh, I hadn't heard that song in a while. And a friend of mine came up to me last week and she said, don't you do that frisky thing on Fridays? I said, yeah, Frisky Friday. And she said, I've heard you play Who Let the Dogs Out. I've heard you play all these dog songs, but you never play the cat songs. I said, well, yes, I do. I've played a couple of little kitten songs and things like that. And she goes, no, no, you haven't played the best song for cats ever. I said, okay, what is that? And she said, What's New Pussycat by Tom Jones. So I pulled it up and it made me just laugh. So I hope it made you smile this morning as we get ready for this cold weather. And our guest this morning, we have into the studio for our friends from A Hope in Santa Rosa County. Now, she is on her way. Brandy Winkleman is the executive director, a very busy lady. She just texted me, and she says, I'm on my way. I will run in. So while we're waiting for her, we're just going to take a couple minutes, and I'll tell you a little bit about A Hope. I've been so impressed with them. Paige Carey has also been on the show, and she's our vice president of relations. She's the really great with the mission and letting people know exactly what A Hope is all about. And so the thing that to remember is that this is not actually a shelter in and of itself, but what they have done this year, which is pretty exciting, is they have for many years now, since they were founded in 2017, they have transported over 8,000 animals to spay and neuter clinics about 2.5 hours away, if you can believe this, making sure that all the pets in our need that are in need in our area get good veterinary care. And so they got together and they decided that they were going to now put together their own clinic here in Santa Rosa County. And guess what, y'all? That's exactly what they did. This year, this past year, they opened up a spay and neuter clinic in over in Milton, in Santa Rosa County. And the name of it, which I adore, is Snip Happens. And this is such a great name for a clinic, and basically providing spay and neutering services for cats and dogs, which is really pretty incredible, and now much more convenient. They don't have to drive that 2.5 hour drive anymore. They also provide other veterinary services as well. And so if you want to find out about what they do, you can go to the website, and it's pretty easy to remember. The website is A Hope. Let me just check. A Hope 4, the number 4. SRC.com. And if you want to call, the number is 850-341-1925. So you can remember that pretty easily. And she just made it. You made it, Brandy. Get your mic on, girl. She's the busiest girl in town, I'm telling you. So it's great to see you.
Sorry.
You're fine. You're fine. I was just telling them a little bit about A Hope and the fact that you have a facility now, which is new, but it's not a rescue. It's not a shelter. Let me put it that way.
Yes. So veterinary clinic. Yes.
But it's a clinic. So good morning.
Good morning. I know. I'm so sorry I'm running late. This morning.
Okay.
I was like behind every truck and trailer I could possibly be behind.
Well, you missed my intro song that a listener suggested, which was What's New Pussycat from Tom Jones.
You know what? That's perfect.
Do you remember
that
song?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
What's New Pussycat? Yes,
I haven't heard that. I swear. I don't think I've heard that in 30 years or something, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's absolutely perfect.
Yeah. So tell me everything. I know that y'all have been super
crazy.
Busy.
And yes.
How are things going with the new clinic?
It's been going really good. We've had numerous relief vets picking up shifts and fixing animals, dogs and cats like crazy. The need is incredible, and people are definitely showing up, even on these freezing cold days outside.
Oh,
yes. So, you know, our clinic is growing and doing well. We're actually looking to hire some more staff right now. We're looking for another receptionist and another vet tech to come on board. We're talking about doing a like a intro to vet med, open interviews day.
Oh, okay.
And so we can kind of meet the community with so many people needing jobs right now. We thought maybe there's that diamond in the rough out there who's looking to get intro to vet med that hasn't necessarily done it before, that would like to come on and be, you know, a tech assistant and kind of learn the ins and outs.
Well, there's hands-on experience can't be replaced. I mean, you can't teach that in a classroom.
Yes.
So that would be really great. So if someone was interested, who should they reach out to?
They can come by the clinic and they can ask about application there. But the best way to do things is on Indeed. We have our jobs listed on Indeed. If they'd like to call and speak to a manager or stop by sometime to speak to a manager, that's always good as well. We're going to want resumes in hand. It's kind of shocking these days. People don't show up to interviews with resumes.
Really?
Yeah, I've had so many
Everything's online now, I guess.
Yeah.
They expect you to print whatever you're saying.
You know what? And I'm a sucker, and I do. And I print those resumes because I like to look at it, you know?
I'm kind of old school. I'm still going to be bringing it with me.
Yeah, I take notes when people bring on their resumes. I like to write directly on the resumes. You know, I want to remember the person I'm speaking to.
Sure.
So
where's it located? In case someone does want to stop by and take a look at the facility, or if you're not interested in a job, you may want to see what they do.
What services? Yeah, for sure. We're located at 6951 Pine Blossom Road in Milton.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit out in the boonies, I guess. It's a nice wooded drive out there. There's a small sign that says SNP Happens right at the entrance of it, and it looks like you're driving down a long dirt road because we have an 800-foot driveway.
Oh, wow.
And so it's a minute. You, like, drive. It's like a nice wooded drive, and then you're like, oh, it's a clinic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a beautiful spay-neuter clinic that we love showing off. We love having people out there. And so
it's such an accomplishment for y'all to have done this, because as I mentioned this before you came in the room, that you were driving 2.5 hours to take animals over to Bay County.
Oh, yeah. For almost 8 years, for sure. Every other week. So we took almost 9,000 animals at that time.
Gosh.
And now we're getting to actually do the work in our own clinic, you know, and our team is excellent. They work so efficiently. I work alongside them as a tech on surgery days. Mm-hmm. And so it's really incredible. We get to connect with people on a whole different level, you know?
Sure.
So
yeah.
It's not where people think you just throw the animals on an assembly line and go through. No, we have a vet who inspects everybody right whenever they arrive, make sure that they're good for surgery.
Right.
Everybody is fully cared for. And the great thing about it is with our team, everybody's working in the surgery suite at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody's monitoring one pet through surgery.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
It's really awesome.
So what are the fees, or how much does it cost if you decide and I know there's so many good Samaritans out there that will help with especially the feral cats, and that they're feral, but they still come to your house to get get treats and things like that.
Community cats,
exactly.
Sure.
But if you trap those and bring them in, what are the fees for all of that?
So we have three different packages. So our community cat package means that it's an outdoor cat, whether it's feral or stray. That means wild or able to be handled and interacted with. It doesn't matter if they live outdoors. We have that package that includes getting fixed rabies and an ear tip, and it's $50.
Wow. Okay.
And then if you have an indoor cat, it's they get fixed rabies and microchip, and it's $85.
Okay.
And then for dogs, it's $150 to get fixed rabies and microchip.
And that's still less expensive.
And that includes if they need extra fluids, that includes if they're in heat, pregnant, that includes pain meds, that includes all the surgery meds going through. And so that includes everything where typically you would see all of those prices listed out separately.
Right.
We include in the package because those things are so vitally important. But you can add on multiple types of vaccines. You can add on microchips if it's not part of your package. You can add on dewormers.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you want to add on, we have those too.
Okay. So what should they do? Call first and make an appointment?
They can either call, or the best thing I always say is to go online to www.hopeforsrc.com and go there and look at the appointment slots that we have available. Appointment slots open up all the time. We don't have like a definite date of when they do.
Uh-huh.
It's just when a vet picks up a shift, they tell us what they can do, and then we open up those slots for people.
Okay. Talking with Brandi Winkleman. She is the executive director with AHOPE in Milton. If you've got a question for her, she's our expert this morning on Frisky Friday. 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you. Welcome back to Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert today is Brandi Winkleman. She is the executive director for AHOPE in Santa Rosa County in Milton. They have a new SNP Happens Clinic. So let's talk a little bit, Brandi, about what are the things that you need now? I mean, we're finally into the new year, 2026. The clinic is open and running, and you provide all kinds of services in addition to some of the veterinary services. But what do you all need? How can we support you and help you?
Well, I think a big thing that we need right now is volunteers always. You know, we have this great Girl Scout group right now who's actually building the dog yard out the side of our clinic. So if you see that part under construction,
oh, wow.
That's what they're working on. Yeah, they're building it from scratch.
There's a girl
named Brenna who's in charge of it. And she's
Shout
going to get
Shout out to the Girl Scouts.
Absolutely.
You go, girls.
We had Cub Scouts visit a couple weeks ago, and they came in and they did a tour through and actually interacted with our baby rats that were in foster care.
You said that during the break, and my eyes crossed a little bit. I say, wait, what?
This domesticated is rat season?
This is rat season?
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
you need to clarify this because it is frisky. I mean, it could be any critter, so you might as well go there.
Yeah, we love domesticated rats.
Really?
So they're in our foster care system just like kittens would be with us.
Really?
Yes, and so, yeah, we don't see them in our clinic for procedures or anything like that, but they are in our foster system. We adopt out around 50 to 60 a year. They're amazing pets. And
really?
So when the Cub Scouts came in, those girls like really drew towards the rats. And I was so surprised. They were like playing with them and they were excited to hold them. And I love introducing them to people who haven't interacted with them because they're always so surprised.
Well, I probably would be one of those people because I lived in New York City. So
those are so different.
Those are wharf rats and the other kind of rats. You know, I would run.
different.
I'm more scared of them than they are of me. But yeah, so these are pet rats. So
these are
a particular kind of rat.
Fancy rats, typically.
Fancy rats.
Yes.
Okay.
And so they're domesticated. So they're usually born
and bred.
Well,
they're little. I mean, I bet they're pretty. I mean, when you think about it, they could be cute.
When they're babies, they're little. Well, depending, because females can get up to a pound and then males can get up to 2 pounds.
Are they affectionate?
Very.
Really?
Yes. My Chopper, he is.
Oh, my Chopper. Is that the name of your rat?
He is the best rat in the world. And so he's actually a free-roaming rat. He's been litter box trained. He is neutered.
No, they can be litter box trained.
Absolutely.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
I know nothing about this topic.
Yeah.
So
no,
this
I could.
Fascinating
for
to
days.
Me.
I could talk about it. So
okay, I'm just really intrigued. Yeah.
I actually started with rats. So my background is actually more medical towards rats knowledge. And then it kind of formed into neonate kittens because they kind of have the same respiratory issues and reasons that they don't need to be in shelters.
Uh-huh.
And so that's kind of how I got involved in the beginning and was fostering them on my own and trying mm-hmm. to help them out in the community and realized that there wasn't a place for rescue rats to go to. So,
yeah.
And any animal that they're breeding anywhere is going to need a safe haven at some point in time because there's reasons that people give them up.
Mm-hmm.
They're found after hurricanes. Sometimes people just let them go thinking they're doing the best for them.
Oh.
And they're not.
Because they're domesticated.
They're domesticated. They rely on you. So, no, they're very intelligent creatures. Chopper comes when I call him.
Is there somewhere you can go to get information if you decide you want to have a pet rat?
Yeah, we have it on our website as well. So just like we have the ahopeforsrc.com / rescue cats,
mm-hmm.
we have also / rescue rats.
Interesting.
And so you can see right now we have 2 young females and 2 young males in foster care.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the remaining ones from a litter that somebody surrendered to us. And they're amazing. They're absolutely the most fun ever. You want to adopt them in same-sex pairs, unless you get one of them fixed, of course, because they have a 23-day gestation period.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, so it's even shorter.
Cats, like gerbils.
Yes, cats are 63 days, and then rats are 23 days.
Okay.
And so they can procreate very quickly, and they can have litters up to like 23 in a litter.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Did I hear you right? 23?
Yeah, they can have a ton. Oh. And we had 2 moms that came to us pregnant one time, and one gave birth to 11 and one gave birth to 12 like the next day.
Oh my gosh, Brandi, that is wild.
Yes.
I'm getting an education this morning. I had no idea.
They're amazing.
Okay.
Amazing.
So you'll have to bring some in so I can meet them.
They're pretty awesome. And Chopper, he is almost 2 pounds himself. He is a massive boy. And he helps me with the neonate kittens at times.
Aww.
And he will chase a full-grown cat. He does not care. He thinks he's a dog. And he lays with the dogs. He walks.
Oh,
you should see
gosh.
Him with my robot vacuum.
Uh-huh.
It's mind-blowing to me sometimes. He'll be carrying food in his mouth. Mm-hmm. And if the robot vacuum goes towards him,
uh-huh.
he will literally put a paw out and push it away and then keep walking. I just was like, what rat is not terrified of that? And he's like, no, we're going in here. This is my snack.
That's okay. Rat, not only a rat, but a rat with attitude. I love it.
Very much so. He loves to chase children. He loves small children and playing with them.
Wow. Yeah, so. Okay. If you just joined us, this is Frisky Friday, and apparently all critters are allowed.
Yay.
And we're talking with Brandy Winkleman with A-Hope. They are located in Milton, Florida, with their clinic at Snip Happens. And if you want to find out more about what they do, their website is A-Hope. The number four, SRC.com. That's AHOPE4SRC.com. And where's the clinic located again? Just that address.
Located at 6951 Pine Blossom Road in Milton. It's just north of Willard Norris.
Okay. So how can we help you? We talked about volunteers.
Yes, absolutely. And we're a nonprofit, and we're the only nonprofit spay-neuter clinic located in Santa Rosa County. And we are always looking for donations, volunteers, and volunteers that would help do fundraisers out in the community and such. Because inside the clinic is, clinic staff and, our paid staff that's working, and they're 8 to 5 Monday through Thursday. And so what we need is volunteers out in the community who are working events,
mm-hmm.
who are getting our name out there, looking for sponsorships and such. Anything that you can do to help promote the needs of our organization, because AHOPE itself is still an animal advocacy and welfare organization.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still taking in neonate kittens. We're still taking in domesticated rats. We're still looking at laws and ordinances and pushing for change. We're still doing the big things that AHOPE has always done.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those things that we promised to do in the future was to open a spay-neuter clinic.
Right.
So AHOPE has a spay-neuter clinic called Snip Happens, but AHOPE as an organization, the whole nonprofit, is still doing the work out in the community, and we still need the assistance from volunteers.
Okay. Talking with Brandy Winkleman with AHOPE. We will be back on Pep Talk and Frisky Friday in just a minute. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert today is Brandy Winkleman, executive director with AHOPE. Great to have you here.
Thank
and
you.
We were talking about what are some of the things y'all need, but I didn't realize you have a pet pantry as well.
Yeah, so we have a little area in the front of our clinic. We had a pet food pantry before that was just on one Sunday a month, but now we're open 8 to 5 Monday through Thursday at the clinic at Snip Happens. And just inside of our cat lobby, we have a small pet food pantry where anyone can drop off donations of dog or cat food or even some supplies up there that maybe they're not using or don't need anymore. We keep them there, and anyone can come inside and grab anything that they need for their animals.
That's amazing. That's so helpful.
It's and I love that we're able to provide that because we see so many people out in the community who are in such need right now. And though we can't offer as many spay-neuter appointments as we would like, or, necessarily help them with cost as much as we would like to, more than we already are, really, mm-hmm. with the lower cost, I think that food and those, there's toys up there.
Aww.
And we did that at Christmas. We gave out a bunch of free cat and dog toys. So,
mm-hmm.
and our receptionists love interacting with people who come in and they need stuff. So that's anytime, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5, people can come in and help themselves.
Excellent. Well, and I always like to mention on this show that most of our shelters that we feature here and our groups like AHOPE mm-hmm. have a wish page on Amazon.
Yes.
The wish list. So if you're in your car, you're at the stoplight, go to AHOPE4SRC.com and you can mm-hmm. click right there, right?
Yeah, you can click in the search bar there and just type in wish list. And mm-hmm. it'll come up to the wish list page. And actually, all the links for Chewy and Amazon and our physical wish list is right there on that page. And remember, anytime you're going on Amazon, if you see something on our wish list, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to get it from Amazon. It's just something we need. And it
right.
was just kind of an easy place to show
yeah,
the picture.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's an easy place to buy when you're
and
online.
And used items. Used items we're fine with too, you know?
So then you just go there, you click on something, and it'll be there the next day.
Absolutely.
Which is awesome. Love.
And, remember us for office supplies.
Right.
Paper towels, toilet
cleaning,
paper, that
yes.
stuff.
Okay, what's that website again?
It's AHOPE, the number 4, SRC.com.
Okay, thanks so much, Brandy. I know you're a busy gal, so I appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. This is Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. We do this every Friday. And I know people are going to have to bundle up this weekend, so stay warm and be sure to bring those pets inside. Check on your neighbors. And remember this weekend, Be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and remember to love now. This is Pep Talk.